Good morning, everyone. It's Mr. Lane here with today's Tuesday English News Report. Now, the report today focuses on bad behavior on aeroplanes, and this is known as air rage. But the message behind this article is that we shouldn't stereotype people. It's very easy to stereotype mainlanders as being impolite and rude, but we have to look at the big picture, and not everybody from the mainland is like this. Okay, so the title is Only Mainlanders Responsible for Air Rage. In an era of mass air transportation and travel and tight travel space, you get air rage incidents every day. Everyone gets upset on a plane at one time or another, so race, ethnicity, nationality, or celebrity status hardly matters. But somehow, we in Hong Kong, and by that I include my own newspaper, have decided that every such incident involving unruly mainland travellers, even if it's run-of-the-mill non-story, like the mainland couple who got kicked off a cafe plane because their three-year-old son wouldn't buckle up, is a newsworthy item. That makes it look like only mainland Chinese are prone to in-air misbehaviour. So, let me tell you a story about this mainland peasant, haha, who insisted on travelling with his pig. The animal defecated, howled, and rushed down an aisle, knocking down passengers, and had to be forcibly removed from the plane. Well, that is actually a true story, except it happened last November in the US aboard a US Airways flight. A woman passenger was allowed to bring her pig on board as an emotional support animal under US Department of Transportation guidelines. Unfortunately, the animal became very disruptive, including answering the call of nature, and had to be removed. Oh, how about that infamous first-time Chinese passenger on board a domestic flight from Hangzhou to Chengdu who yanked open an emergency exit to get some fresh air, because doors don't matter. At least he was an inexperienced traveller. In August 2010, JetBlue flight attendant Stephen Slater claimed on the plane's public address system that he was being abused by a passenger and that he would quit. He grabbed two beers and took off by deploying an evacuation slide from an exit door. A police SWAT team arrested him at his home. You want some hilarious stories? Google Air Rage and Alec Baldwin, Naomi Campbell, Snoop Dogg, or Bjork. Mainlanders are hardly the worst offenders.
Thank you, Mr. Lay.
Okay, now I'm going to hand over to Jackie Kwok from 5C, and he's going to give you his views on this article.
Thank you, Mr. Lay. Actually, I think some of the Chinese tourist behavior on the plane is quite outrageous. Let his own pet defecate on the plane, open the emergency exit, and just came for some fresh air. Even throw a cup of hot noodles to the flight attendants. I dare say many people contempt this abominable behavior as I do. Is it a correct attitude of a flight passengers? Absolutely not, I think. There are rules on the planes, and as a responsible passengers, we should follow the rules and try not to disturb or causing unnecessary inconvenience to other passengers, as we do not want to be disturbed suddenly. Ostensibly, Chinese tourist behavior on the planes look very dreadful, but these things will not only happen on Chinese people. The foreigners also did that. Just like our American famous actor, Alec Baldwin, he refused to stop playing smartphone while take off and said something very offensive to the flight attendant, and at last he was kicked out of the plane. And is he behave himself? But I can't deny that when compared the quality of Chinese people to the Euro-American citizens, are evidently their actually, the Chinese behavior and quality is lower. but I think it is a matter of time. Chinese tourists may behave themselves better as the times go on.
Yeah, I agree, Jackie. Well done. Thank you. Could you repeat these words after me so that the students know how to say them properly? The first word is era.
Era.
Celebrity.
Celebrity.
Unruly.
Unruly.
Run of the mill.
Run of the mill.
Buckle up.
Buckle up.
Peasant.
Peasant.
Defecate.
Defecate.
Disruptive.
Disruptive.
Yanked.
Yank.
And hilarious.
Hilarious.
Okay, I'd like to remind you that the English Cafe is open again. So if you want to have a free coffee, and we've also introduced hot chocolate, Milo, and Horlicks, you can see me today in the English Corner, which is room B001B, which is next to the basketball court. I'll be there from 1 o'clock to 1:30. So if you want to talk about the newspaper article, check the answers, and talk about other stuff, please come to the English Corner at 1 o'clock and have a free coffee, hot chocolate, Milo, or Horlicks with Mr. Lane and some of the English ambassadors. Thank you very much.